Welcome to The Sunday Soother, a podcast, newsletter, and community about authentic living and compassionate personal development. I'm your host, Catherine Andrews, a life coach, online teacher, and writer focused on self-reflection, mindfulness, and how to create meaning in our everyday lives in practical ways. Join me weekly for conversations about personal growth, spirituality, self-discovery, and self-care, and how we can navigate this messy world with hope and humanity. Hey, everybody, it's Catherine, and welcome back to the Sunday Soother podcast. I wanted to talk to you today about some wisdom from trees and attitudes of behavior that I can often see in highly sensitive women in particular through the lens of three approaches: codependency, hyperindependence, and interdependence. So a lot of you are probably familiar with the term codependency and have witnessed and seen yourself perhaps in what codependency looks like. Codependency is the behavior of having to control everybody around you to feel okay so you feel okay. And I know I have certainly been in this. It's also something else outside of you is propping you up, right? Something else is carrying the weight of you. And how I relate this to trees is I think about, we've probably all seen sort of a situation where there's a tree that has come partway out of the ground and is maybe leaning on another tree, or there's a tree whose branches have twisted and are becoming interwoven with another tree's branches. And this isn't ultimately healthy at all for the trees, right? This shouldn't necessarily be happening. For the tree that is leaning on or woven into the other tree, it's weighing on them, right? There's only so long before the other tree is going to be able to hold this tree up, right? And that is what we can learn about trees from codependency, right? When we outsource our worth or our safety or our okayness on somebody else, the weight of that is not doable for another person ultimately, right? And so codependency in us has to be about focusing on our own roots, our own nourishment, learning to stand up straight, grounding ourselves, and not relying on people or situations outside of us to prop us up. The next one we can talk about is hyperindependence, which is another feature that I see in a ton of my clients, in my audience, and in myself. It's not necessarily the opposite of codependency, because I was very codependent and also very hyper-independent in different areas of my life. But hyper-independency, I want you to think of it as the tree standing alone by itself in a field. Now, I know, like, ecologically and for trees, this isn't necessarily like a negative or bad thing, and it totally happens. But this is when you have placed yourself outside of the forest or outside of the community, and you say, I can do everything by myself. I never need to ask for help. I can just hack this whole life thing on my own. And you're not participating in the community of trees or people or general community, right? And I see hyper-independence a lot in my clients. And it's something I really struggled with as well. So an example of the hyper-independence would be, like, I once needed to borrow a car. I needed to have a car for something. There was a long period in my life in Washington, D.C. where I didn't own a car for 12 years. And I don't remember what it was. Maybe it was a camping trip or something, or it was maybe even just something shorter than that, but I needed a car. I had like 20 friends who had cars and would have been happy to lend me their car. But instead of even daring to ask any money if I could borrow their car, I simply decided I didn't want to bother anybody. I was going to be a burden to them if I did that. So I like went to the airport an hour away, rented a car, paid hundreds of dollars, you know, got myself all the way out to the airport, drove the car away, did whatever I needed to do, dropped the car back off, took the metro back. It was really a whole shebang when I had plenty of neighbors and friends who were like within walking distance who would have happily lent me their car if only I'd asked, right? And that's the kind of hyper-independence that I often also struggled with. It was really hard for me to show my emotions in front of other people, to cry in front of other people, to say that I was lonely or confused or didn't know that something was working in front of other people. I remember this whole period where I was going through the dissolution of my engagement in my early 30s, and I didn't tell anybody that it was happening. I was so ashamed of it. And I also just thought, well, I should be able to figure this out on my own. I don't want to burden anybody else with the confusion and the mess that's sort of happening here. And ultimately, it made me feel incredibly lonely. And so we have codependency, which is like overweighing our identity, our safety, our way of being on somebody outside of us. But then we have hyper-independency, which is like never asking anybody anything, never showing emotions, never saying you need help, never asking for support, right? And that's not a sustainable way of living either. And then ultimately, we have what I think can be the balance and what we should aim for, and that a lot of forests and scientific studies on trees and how they behave in forests are showing us is the way that forests operate, which is interdependence. There's so much amazing research and studies about trees and being networks. They're like interacting with the mycelium networks, with the fungi and the roots, and they're all like sending each other messages. They're sending each other water. They're sending each other nutrients. They're sending each other warnings in all of these magical and beautiful ways. And so these trees are in a forest, and they may appear to be standing separate from each other, right? They're standing up straight and healthy. They're not codependent. They're not leaning on each other. But they're connected to their roots, and they're helping each other when the trees who are more vulnerable need help. They're all invested in helping each other survive and thrive. They're not competing against each other. And this is the healthy interdependency that I think we can strive for as highly sensitive women. This is when we're in community. This is when we're resourced. This is when we're having a hard season, financially, emotionally, whatever. We can ask for that help from other people. This is when we can have that reciprocity. We can help other people in turn, right? Where we're all invested in seeing our communities thrive. And I think this is what humans are really built for. This is what all of humanity is really built for, is this interdependency where we're all together in a healthy ecosystem, supporting each other, whatever that looks like. And I think this is what highly sensitive women really strive for, but because we may struggle with codependency or hyper-independence, we don't know how to get to that interdependence. And that's what I want you to think about today, is these wisdom of trees, right? Like, hopefully that metaphor with the trees helps you kind of ground in these three ways of being and see how ultimately interdependence is the only sustainable way forward for, maybe not for trees. Trees are fine. Trees know how to take care of themselves, but it's ultimately the only way forward for humans. And if it's something that you struggle with, I want you to consider joining Soothe, because this is really a huge part of what we work on in Soothe, which is my year-long mastermind for highly sensitive women. The beating heart of Soothe is these small groups I place you in. You're going to be with 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 other women, kind of depends on the ending size of the group. And you meet twice a month for 90 minutes in those small groups that are facilitated by me. So you're part of a larger program. You're part of Soothe and the curriculum and the teachings that happen in the larger group, but you're also part of these small groups. And it's in these small groups that you begin to learn the skills of interdependency. You begin to learn the skills of vulnerability. You begin to learn how to shed hyper-independence and codependency. And you come into a thriving network relationally of other women who want to see you and witness you in your humanity. And you do it for them, and you help each other out, whether it's emotionally, or maybe you live in the same city and you meet up and become friends, or financially. We had a woman last year who was in a really dire situation, and she was really had been trying to hack it by herself for 2 years, and she finally started a GoFundMe, which she really needed. And we contributed to that, right? Like, these sorts of things are so important. These sorts of relationships, these sorts of abilities to be together are what are some of the relational skills that highly sensitive women can struggle with, and that we learn and Soothe simply by being together. Wow, a hawk just flew by and landed in the tree branch right above me. So the hawk endorses this message, I think. That's so cool. And so, you know, highly sensitive women, highly ambitious, high achieving sensitive women, we've been trying to hack it through our lives alone a lot of the time. Sometimes women don't feel emotionally safe. I was bullied and sort of just othered in my adolescence and in my elementary school. That may have been your experience too. You may have had a female friendship wound, and it may have, you know, helped you become a little hyper-independent, right? It may not have felt safe to rely on female friendships or groups of women or groups in general, right? And I want you to encourage you to kind of let down that shield where possible, and know that in Soothe, that's what we do simply by being in relationship together. And you're not alone in doing that either. I'm there. I'm there to help facilitate you. I've done this with over 40 women now, and bar none, every single woman says the small groups are the best part of Soothe. And that's great for me. I'm really proud of the curriculum and the community and the teachings that I offer in Soothe, but I believe that too. The small groups are the best part. They are where an enormous amount of healing happens, because you're in this relational ecosystem where you're allowing your vulnerability to come up. You're allowing yourself to be seen and understood, maybe for the first time in decades, by other people. And they're not there to try to fix you. They're definitely not there to shame you. They're there to just witness you and hold you and reassure you and let you be in all of your humanity. And you are there to do that for them too. So I hope this little metaphor, this little fairy tale of the tree, the codependent tree, the hyper-independent tree, and the interdependent trees help you understand if this behavior is playing out in your life. If it's something that you're interested in working on, I highly encourage you to book a discovery call with me for Soothe. You can go to katherinedandrews.com/soothe. S-O-O-T-H-E. And the link is there to read everything about Soothe and book the discovery call. And also know that bonuses are ending for Soothe on November 30th. Enrollment will stay open to December, but there are some really good bonuses, including access to my Sunday Soother membership and access to four of my courses, my dating course, my business course, my goal setting course, and my spirituality course. So you can dive right into those materials and you get those if you enroll before November 30th. So I hope you'll consider Soothe. You can always, always, always DM me on Instagram, email me katherine@katherinedandrews.com. I reply to all of those myself. It's just me back there. There's not an AI bot or a virtual assistant or anything monitoring those inboxes for me. And we can have a conversation or a starter conversation about if Soothe might be right for you. But for now, I hope you, whatever happens, if you enroll in Soothe or not, I hope you will be willing to learn some of the skills of being in interdependency with others, because it's what we all deserve as humans, and you deserve that too. So have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. That's it for this week's Sunday Soother. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a moment, go on over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. That's how other people find this podcast and the message of hope and compassionate personal growth I'm hoping to spread to many more people just like you. You can find me on Instagram @KatherineAndrews and find out more about the Sunday Soother at thesundaysoother.com. You can also check out my services, courses, and coaching at katherinedandrews.com. Have a great day ahead.